attacked by George the Shark and was bitten up quite a bit. We now join our heroes and heroines as they are arriving at Spanish Hospital.
Okay, be careful with him, Tommy. You, Cliff, and Ashley, carry him over here to the wheelchair.
Oh, it's all my fault. I was his date and I made him go out in the water. I feel like dying.
Don't worry about it, kid. It wasn't our fault. And I'm sure that Sandy won't blame you.
What have we here? It looks like somebody cut their leg up.
Am I going to have my leg cut off?
Of course not. Actually, it's a minor wound. Just one day in here and you'll be good as new. Let's just roll you in and get you cleaned up.
The nurse takes Sandy inside and tells the gang that he'll be groggy until morning. They decide to go back to the dorm and return in the morning. That makes sense. When they get to the dorm, they will find that everybody has returned, and Clem is introducing his new girlfriend, Mary Lou, to them all.
And this is Todd. He's sort of strange.
Howdy, Todd.
Indeed. Hello, Mary Lou.
This is Bradley Woolworth.
Howdy, Bradley. How come you've got your shirt buttoned up like that?
It's the way my mother wants me to wear them.
This here's... Bruce Queen. He's a football player. Hi, I'm Bruce Queen. I play nose guard for the Cuyama Condors.
Hi, Bruce. I've always liked football.
Those two strange fellers over there are Ashley and Cliff.
Say, man, I'm Ashley Trey, and this is Cliff Drag.
Oh, wow, man.
Boy, Clem, they sure talk funny.
That there's Tommy Tubes. He's one of the surfers.
Howdy, Tommy.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Those two girls over there are Amy and Susie. And you already know Leroy.
Yep, I know him.
Amy and Susie are here. I think I'm gonna go. Goodbye.
Bye, Bruce. What's your hurry?
I don't like those two. They bring back painful memories.
Hey, Tommy. You look pretty down in the mouth. What's the matter?
My roommate Sandy got attacked by a shark.
Did he die?
No, he just got pretty bit up. He's over at Spanish Hospital right now.
Hey, maybe we should all go visit him tomorrow. You know, the whole gang here. We could brighten up his day.
Either that or we could really bring him into a great depression.
Say, hey, man, does anybody want a beer?
Indeed. I could go for a beer right now.
Hey, wow, Todd. How come you talk so slow?
I used to be a disc jockey at an FM radio station. I was heavy and progressive.
It sounds like you were a cure for insomniacs.
Indeed.
Say, Todd, you've got to do something about it. You're going to drive us all nuts.
Oh, wow, man. Let's go. We'll get a beer from our closet machine.
You have a beer machine in your closet? That's illegal, Cliff Drag.
Oh, wow, man.
Say, Amy, just don't tell anybody about it, okay?
But...
Just forget it, Amy. It's not that big of a deal.
The group breaks up and decides to meet at 9 in the morning to visit Sandy Shores at Spanish Hospital.
Are you up yet, Tommy?
Oh, come on in. I'm not up yet, but I will be real soon.
What? Oh, I'll wait here till you're ready to go.
Ashley, Trey, and Cliff Drag emerge from the bathroom, clad only in towels and clutching beer bottles.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, wow, man. We were just having breakfast while taking our showers, man.
Beer for breakfast? That's illegal, not to mention unhealthy.
Say, hey, babe, it's got lots of energy and calories in it.
Are you guys about ready to go to the hospital?
Oh, wow, man. Give us half a minute and 6 ounces to finish breakfast and we'll be right there.
Shortly after, the whole motley group, smelling like crazy, assembled and crammed into Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shaw's van.
Hey, look out. You're sitting on my foot.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, someone has their foot up my butt.
Get your armpit out of my face.
Oh, wow, Tommy, look out for that car.
Hey, I see it, Cliff, don't worry.
Miraculously, they arrive at the hospital without being involved in any major accidents. Since everyone can't fit into the elevator at one time, Amy, Cliff, and Ashley stay behind to wait for the next elevator. Ashley and Cliff discover wheelchairs.
Dr. Welby, please contact the head nurse, Dr. Welby.
Oh, wow, man. Look at all the chairs with wheels on them.
Say, go-karts, but where's the engine?
My grandfather has one in a little box by his hand.
There's no box on these.
Say, look at that guy over there. He pushes the wheels with his hands.
Oh, wow, man, he's slow. I bet I could go faster than that old guy.
Say, I'll race you down the hall.
Dr. Welby, telephone call on line 3. Dr. Welby.
What are you guys doing? Those wheelchairs are for the patients. Now, you can't do that.
Hey, Amy, you say go.
No! No, you can't do that.
Mistaking Amy's no for a go, they're off.
Look out, you jerk.
Hey, out of the way, you fool!
The elevator arrives, allowing Amy to escape this scene of madness. She rapidly joins the others in Sandy Shaw's room.
Sandy, how are you?
I don't know. I can't feel my legs. Are they still here?
Of course, stupid. If they were going to cut them off, don't you think they would have told you?
I still can't feel my legs.
Indeed. Must be something potent they shot you with.
Probably lysergic pneumocleic rhinomorphotamine.
Could you make that?
Of course, but I don't do things like that.
Too bad. You could pay for your education.
Do you know when they'll let you out of here, Sandy?
This afternoon, when the drugs wear off.
Did they operate? Or amputate? Or cut anything off?
Amputate! I knew it! I'm maimed! Oh my god! Oh my god!
No, you're not amputated. I can see your legs.
This chart says he had 11 stitches.
Oh no, I'm scarred for life!
11 stitches isn't that much.
Oh, it's all my fault, Sandy.
It's not your fault. You didn't know there were sharks out there.
But I didn't, you know, do anything, so you left and got attacked.
Really, Amy, it's all right.
Emergency. Dr. Welby, report to room 201. Dr. Welby.
Hey, everybody's here except Ashley and Cliff. Where are they?
They're downstairs having wheelchair races.
Meanwhile, downstairs, our favorite ladies are causing havoc and concern.
Say, hey, man, watch where you're going. You almost ran me into that ashtray.
Oh, wow, man, I'm sorry. These things are hard to drive. Oh, wow, man, where's the nurse? Get me a nurse!
Say, hey, the ashtray's in worse shape than you are, man.
We leave Cliff Drag wrapped up around the ashtray and Ashley Trey frantically searching for a nurse and go back to Sandy Shaw's room where the nurse is trying to do her job.
Hey, what's that? If that's what I think it is, you're not gonna do that to me, no way.
Never mind, it's just what the doctor ordered. Now, calm down.
That's not what I heard nurses do to patients.
Well, you heard wrong, Mr. Wolfa. Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Wait, Mr. Wolfa, you've got the wrong guy. Hold it.
That's what they all say. At least you could come up with a new line.
No, I'm not Mr. Wolfa. I swear to God, I'm Sandy Shores, the one who was attacked by gums.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, well, that's okay.
Indeed, but it was a close call.
You lightweights, I've had one of those before and they're not that bad. As a matter of fact, I kind of enjoyed mine.
Ashley and Cliff, while waiting for a nurse, suddenly realize they've crashed into the mental ward.
Dr. Welby, please drop dead. Dr. Welby.
Woo! Nice wheelchair! I love wheelchairs! Woo, my sister used to have one before she blew herself up!
Say, hey man, what happened to the chick?
Oh, she stuffed herself on my father's exhaust pipe!
Are you Santa Claus? I know you are! Tell me you are! I've been waiting for my train set for 50 years!
Hey, wow, who the hell is he?
Oh, he must be Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
Gentlemen, these patients are top-journey patients, and not to be bothered.
Santa Claus.
Oh, wow, man, can't you see I'm hurt?
Now, what happened here?
Say, hey, nurse, he crashed into the ashtray.
I can see that. Now, let me help you up.
Oh.
Hey, be careful. Oh. Careful there.
I know my job, young man.
Say, hey, babe, sorry.
You'll be all right. I have other patients to tend to.
Oh, wow. Some nurse she was.
Amy and the gang have finished their visit with Sandy Shaws and are leaving the elevator as Cliff and Ashley are trying to enter.
Cliff, what happened to you? You're covered with cigarette butts and ashes.
Oh, wow. I crashed into an ashtray.
I could use an ashtray about now.
Are you done with your visit already?
Yeah, we decided to split. Sandy passed out after some crazy nurse got him mixed up with a Mr. Wolfa.
The gang returns to the dorm and Sandy starts to sleep off his medication. Later that afternoon, the doctors decide to let Sandy go home and Tommy goes down to the Spanish hospital to pick him up.
It's going to be great to go back home after being in that place. Hey, didn't Amy come?
No, she didn't want to pick you up either. She's feeling guilty about the whole thing.
What's everybody else been up to?
They've been drinking beer from Ashley and Cliff's machine and brushing ashes off a cliff.
Well, what the hell's wrong with Cliff?
He ran into an ashtray in the hospital and really did himself in.
Oh, what a drag.
Sandy and Tommy arrive at the dorms and they find that everybody has gone to the dining hall to eat dinner, so they decide to discuss their relationship with Amy.
I don't know, Tommy. I'm in love with Amy, but I'm not sure if I can handle her at all.
I know what you mean, Sandy. It sounds like the other night was a real bummer, huh?
It was. I have to treat her just like my sister, not like a date.
Well, I think I'm in love with her, too. Maybe I'll try my luck.
All I can say is good luck.
Hi, Amy. What are you doing here?
I came out to see how you two are.
Oh, I'm fine. I didn't get bitten up.
I know that. How are you, Sandy?
Oh, I'm pretty good right now, just bummed out over you. Hey, you guys, I'm gonna take off. See you later.
What did he mean when he said that he was bummed out over me?
Well, Amy, we both have this strange feeling about you, to say the least.
I don't understand. You guys don't like me then?
No, Amy, it's just the opposite. We both, well, you know, Sandy and I, well, we both like you.
I still don't understand. Oh, I think I see what you've been working up to. But how can two people love me at the same time and have it work?
Tommy proceeds to shrug his shoulders.
Even though it didn't work out with you and Sandy, he still likes you, but...
But what?
But maybe we can give it a try, Amy.
I'm starting to understand things around here a little better.
Good. Well, then let's go for it next Friday night.
Go for it?
As we leave Amy wondering what... go for it really means, we pose these important questions. Will Sandy's accident permanently damage his favorite organs? Like Willitzer? Will Mary Lou throw Clem for a loop? Will Todd ever learn how to talk? Will this announcer ever learn how to talk? Will Ashley Tracy say anything besides he man?
Little Orphan Amy was written, directed, produced, and played by the KCPR Management.
Bringing to a screeching halt episode 3 of the fantastic Little Orphan Amy, in my own words, which aren't at all biased, never. Tune in next week when you can hear about Amy's adventures in a beauty contest. To say the least, it's going to be quite interesting. And our hero, Bradley Woolworth, goes out to buy a chemistry set. Things you don't want to miss at all. So tune in for that next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.